الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم وقال تبارك وتعالى وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has blessed us with this great and honorable month of Ramadan, and it is very necessary for us to reflect, to revise, to think what the great value of this month is. For example, one of the great values that this is the month in which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala makes a nafil equal to a farad, and a farad is equal to 70 farais out of the month of Ramadan. And there also we should reflect a little that this is the real profit that a person can make. A person likes to make profit, but unfortunately we are short-sighted, so we only look at the profit of dunya, rands and cents profit, comfort of our bodies, etc. for dunya's sake. Whereas the real life is the life of the akhirat, which is eternal, which is forever. So for that we should prepare. So whole lives of dafil. And one nafil is so valuable, tahajjud is so valuable, ishraq is so valuable, awwabin is so valuable, the six rozas of shawwal are so valuable, all the nafil are so valuable, then can we imagine what is a farz? Whole lifetime's nafil cannot equal to a farz. And in this month, every nafil is equal to a farz. And in fact, also in this month, nafil namaz, the reward of it is so great for any nafil namaz a person makes in the day or night in Ramadan. Allah grants him a palace in Jannat which has got 60 doors, golden doors. And those doors are studded with rubies, red rubies and sapphires. And each door opens into a separate palace again. And in that palace is so big, there is a tree that if a person on a fast horse gallops for 500 years, he won't cover the shade of that tree. So how great, isn't it? So this month is so great, and a farz is equal to 70 farais. So we should be extremely happy that this is the season, this is the time to coin, to make it for the akhirat, to get as much as we can. And it is only one month, so we shouldn't waste a single moment. How much we can, we should try and do. Also, this month is so valuable that on the day of Qiyamah, which will be what a scorching day, the sun will be just overhead, at the bottom will be melting copper, and the people will be engaged in giving account of all their actions. At that time, they will see that there are people sitting in the shade of the Arsh of Allah, and wonderful dastarkhan is there with the best of food on it. They will say to Allah, who are these people? Why must we be giving an account here? And these people are eating so wonderfully. Allah Ta'ala will say, these are those people who fasted for me. So the fast, how valuable, isn't it? Things we think are permissible. Also one tawbah that we should make, there are many gunas, sins that we commit, and we think they are nekis, they are righteous and good deeds. Like for example, to smile with your Muslim brother, is sadaqah, is charity. But yeah, we have to spell it out. That Muslim, they were good deeds that we had done. But actually, it's no good deed, it is haram that we were involved in. So we have to be very careful of that. One time, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali in the plane called us to him. He said, I took the magazine, a long flight, and I was glancing, and suddenly one page I opened, and a naked woman's picture there. He says, I put it off, but the person next to you, or the person on the next aisle has got his, or he's got a big screen. We have to be very careful at all these places. So we have to keep roza of the eyes in Ramzan, then we even will become conscious of these things. Otherwise we take all these things just for granted, and we don't take it as a guna, we don't make tawbah. In fact, Allah reward in marketplaces where we have to go on the streets. How many of us make tawbah from the guna of the eyes? And Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. What a man. A person can't stop with speaking. And his condition, if a female writes a letter for Islah, separate section for the ladies, exclusive for ladies. So he says, when my train stops and there is another train, I don't look at the other train. What? How many possibilities? Just possibilities. Today when we say it's possible, they say, what you worried? You are over cautious. You are taking too much of precaution. You don't have to take so much. He says, it might just be. Can't say that thought that came, how it can capture you, and how it can torture you, and how it can destroy you. So therefore he says, I just don't look at even at that other train. Though it's 100% permissible, it might be the man's coach, it might be an empty coach, but all these possibilities he puts just for his precaution. It's for us to take. What will you have? Tea, coffee, Milo, Ovaltine. He counted about 10 things. He said, tea will be okay. So he said, with milk or without milk? He said, with milk. So he asked, what milk? You want powder milk? You want the Africana cow? How many cows' names he took? Or you want to make sugar on that? And also, al-ghina, ghina nafs. What is wealth and riches to be satisfied? You are satisfied with yourself, you're a rich man. And if you have got billions and you want to become a multi-billionaire, you're not a rich man. You're still a beggar and you still want more. A rich man, then it works. It goes, I can go where I want to, but when I put it in night mode, then it just doesn't work at night, my car doesn't move. It's in night mode. Where it is, that is neutral. So the car is not going to move. And he says, when I put it in R, race mode, one day I will stop. So from that also we must save our eyes. And then, so don't look up at other people. Don't look at other women. And another thing, don't look down at anyone. Right now, I'm sitting here on top. If I look down at anyone, literally, they have to look down, but, and you are looking up at me, but that is noticing it also. Somebody just comes and sits next to you, somebody is passing, and Shaitan puts one thought of his in your mind. That this person is like this. This person, he has got this bad habit. This person did this in the past. That one thought, and you are dropped in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. So this is also, practice this. And this is also part on you. It will tell you your faults, what faults you have got, but it won't look down upon you. So you also, what your Muslim brother, if we have paired up, which we have mentioned a few times, and which I think very few of us have done that we have paired up to find our faults. Because we feel, I'm alright, I don't have to, nobody, and I can't pay up, who's going to look for faults. And you have to see the faults of people. This is also. So the eyes we have to keep. And if we make this one Ramzan, we keep the roza of the eyes of permissible things also. Just worry about ourselves. And to this extent, in the Khanqah of Hazrat Maulana, Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, two brothers, calamity for life. And then when a person is relieved of it, he will realize that what a great favor Allah has done. My eyes are just like a blind person who can't see. And he's seeing all, he can't see. He gets his, how much won't he appreciate? A person who is color blind, he sees red as green and green as red. How terrible is that? And it is very necessary for us to reflect, to revise, to think what the great value of this month is. For example, one of the great values that this is the month in which Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala makes a nafil equal to a farz. And a farz is equal to 70 farais out of the month of Ramadan. Jannat, which has got 60 doors, golden doors, and those doors are studded with rubies, red rubies and sapphires, and each door opens into a separate palace again. And in that palace is so big, there is a tree that if a person on a fast horse gallops for 500 years, he won't cover things we think are permissible. Also one tawbah that we should make, there are many gunas, sins that we commit, and we think they are nekis, they are righteous and good deeds. Like for example, to smile with your Muslim brother is sadaqah, is charity. But yeah, we have to spell it out, that Muslim greatness
in the exalted position of the Qur'an-i Majeed, and also highlights the high position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and together with that, the doubts and objections of the kuffar and the mushrikeen with regards to this, the answers to that have also been mentioned. Previously in the section of that answer was given. The second doubt and objection which they had is mentioned in the first verse of the 19th para, that Allah Ta'ala says that those that don't have conviction in meeting us, they don't believe in the hereafter, they say, لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَوْ نَرَى رَبَّنَا, that why heaven and also in Qiyamah, but those angels will be the angels who will be sent to punish them. At that time they will say, يَقُولُونَ حِجْرًا مَحْجُورًا, that stay far away from us. These same words they used to use when the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam used to propagate the message of Haq to them. These same words they will use now to try and save themselves from the punishment of salvation. Further on he will say, woe unto me, if only I had not made so and so person my friend. This refers to an incident which occurred in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A person by the name of Uqbah ibn Abi Mu'id, he had accepted Islam, but he had a very close relationship with an arch enemy of Shaitan in the form of a human being. And Shaitan's way is that at the time of need, he abandons you. He promises aid at the time of need, but when that time comes, he abandons you. He is khazul. At that day, what help could he have given his friend Uqbah ibn Abi Mu'id? Further on, the complaint of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he does not bother about understanding the message of the Qur'an-i Majeed. This is also a form of abandoning and ignoring the Qur'an-i Majeed. And the last form, the fifth form mentioned here, is that the Qur'an-i Majeed, a person does not use it as a cure for all his ailments, whether physical or spiritual. This is also a form of... So this was one of the objections. Why hasn't the Qur'an-i Majeed been revealed all at once? As was the case of some of the previous scriptures. For example, the Torah was revealed all at once to Musa alayhi salam, not bit by bit. So why the Qur'an-i Majeed hasn't been revealed bit by bit? Allah Ta'ala says, no, we have did it so. And there are reasons and wisdoms behind this. The third reason mentioned here is that when these people mention many types of objections against you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at that time we revealed the appropriate Qur'an-i Majeed verses at that time. This will give you an instant and decisive intellect which they had been given. They can understand those things which are of harm to them and avoid them. But these people, they don't realize that not accepting the haq is harmful for them in this world and in the hereafter. Therefore, they are like animals, balhum adallu sabila. Instead, they are even more misguided than the animals. At least they can understand what is Rahman, recognize him. And if you can't do so, fas'al bihi khabira. Ar-Rahman, fas'al bihi khabira. That ask of those who are aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, it means that we are to get the true ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, stay in the company of those who have already acquired this ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the awliya Allah, the freshmen of Jahannam, and when they spend, they are moderate in their spending, not extravagant, nor stingy, and they don't take the life which are of a person which Allah ta'ala has sanctified, but with a just cause. They don't fornicate, لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ, they don't give false evidence, or some commentators have mentioned, they make our progeny from the muttaqeen, and being the father, or being the man of the house, he is the imam, and therefore Allah Ta'ala make us also righteous, and also our progeny. Allah Ta'ala then mentions that for such people are the lofty bounties and places of Jannat. Allah Ta'ala grant us all this. The next, the detailed incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned here. So many times this incident has been mentioned in the Qur'an-i Majeed, and that also was quite detailed. For example, in the 9th para, in the 16th para. Similarly, here also Allah Ta'ala has mentioned this incident, and thereafter, followed by the incident of the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Despite this, Allah had mentioned, Allah Ta'ala in between mentions that the Nabi we sent to those respective nations, they used to tell those nations, وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ, that I don't ask you for any remuneration, for any payment, for the propagation of the message of Haqq. From this we understand that those, particularly those who are engaged in the services of Deen, that there never should there, these are things we should now also understand, that these things, a person when they get involved, a person gets involved in that, and he doesn't fulfill the rights of it and make shukr for those bounties, and if he continues these evils, a person will invite the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to descend upon him. The last verses of the surah, Surah al-Shu'ara, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the kuffar who attacked Islam with poetry in the defense of Islam. So they avenge after they had been wrong, they avenge that wrong through their poetry. Allah ta'ala makes an exception to that. So which means that poetry in which there is wisdom, in which surah before it, Surah al-Shu'ara, and the surah which comes after it, that is Surah al-Qasas. This is also the sequence of revelation, and that is how this also have been mentioned here. This is how these surahs were also revealed in this order. In Surah al-Naml, besides the fundamentals of deen, the detailed incident of Dawood, Sulaiman alayhi salam understood the words of this end, and he then smiled and made dua to Allah Ta'ala that, O Allah Ta'ala, grant me the ability that I am thankful to your ni'mats upon me and upon my parents, and that I do good actions and which are pleasing to you, and enter me into your rahmat, and enter me amongst your pious servants. And then issued a warning that submit to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or else face the might of the army of Sulaiman alayhi salam. Eventually she realized that Sulaiman alayhi salam is a Nabi. She personally comes to the court of Sulaiman alayhi salam, together with the chiefs and chieftains and leaders, and the Sulaiman alayhi salam shows them that
many Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, they also used to fear, are we not munafiqs? That is, what we are talking and our actions. This is, we find with all of us, that I talk a lot about Islam, but when it comes to amal, I'm very weak. I don't practice. So we should have this fear that isn't this within us. A person who has got the
company, then we won't get that benefit. Similarly, the ulama who study the 6, 8, 10 years cause, the main thing behind that cause, any alim who is aware, the fiqh that is taught, if we want to.
So this is like a repetition and explanation of these verses that we heard from our Ustad. What this verse means, normally to understand Quran, you always need some example behind it. So the translation of the verse will mean, that's the year, till Kadarul Akhir. But to understand what it was meant and what context, so our principal gave an example, which is playing here, a brother who loves like a mother. When the mother goes out, she loves the child. She looks here, she looks there. When she does find the child, then that mother will walk up to him and she will show an expression not of love. Because it's a mother, she will show an expression of anger. He will look at her and she will give him one small smack also. And when she walks in home, is there anyone for you but me? At that time where thousands and thousands and thousands will drown in the games of soccer and cricket, and in the trivial sports of this world, in rust and in porn, at that time there will be those selected individuals who have the child having a mother who doesn't know why he's there, he's lost. So the man said, life will carry on, he would love for Friday. Friday night out with the friends, spend whatever you had during the week. Saturday night out with the friends, you land up with someone, you don't even know who you landed up with, you spend the night. The next day, Sunday, you just sleep it out drunk. He said, Monday was known as Blue Monday. How fortunate the individual is. He says, he pulls out a copy of Quran. He turns to one page. And the writing is there, has the time not come for my servants to submit to his creator? He says, he doesn't know who was speaking, but the way it was said. You take the money, whatever night while sleeping, he has a dream. In the dream he sees someone pulling him in the grave. And he's telling the person, everyone go, everyone go. And the whole bed is like pulling him. They started screaming, they woke everyone in the room, they thought it's a jinn. Everyone jumped up at the reading, Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq. But he was screaming his life out. Almighty Allah for the servants, waken a mother of a machit. So much of Allah shows to what and what type of people. Because Allah loves the creation. So he has a dream. In the dream he sees he's standing at the top of a cliff. High. And in the bottom of the cliff he can see water. The water is not happening and the boat is being tossed from side to side. Meaning problems come in your life. Whether you are on sea or whether you are on land. Everything is going well. Suddenly there is a phone call. Suddenly your whole empire you see collapsing. One storm. Jaa'a rihun 'asif. وَجَاءَهُمُ الْمَوْجُ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ فَمُحِيطَ بِهِمْ. Then Allah says, at that time, دَعَوُ اللَّهُ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينِ. Everyone from their heart start begging, O Allah, لَيْنَ جَيْتَنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ. If you save me from this, I promise you I will change. لَيْنَ جَيْتَنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. I promise, verse of Quran. Where Allah speaks about wage dining. And it seems that you, the person of the dream, you had made a promise to your Allah. And it seems you are on the verge of breaking your promise. So Allah is asking you, are you like the people of the ship? That in the ship everyone cries to Allah, but when you come, he sees through the window a man is sitting. And that woman who is in charge of the train, the coach is taking his order, menu, sir, what do you want, what can I get for you, will you have tea, will you have toast, will you have something? The man is standing looking through the window and that's how we see the world. We see the world from the small window. We see someone in the world right in the train. This is Quran. Quran is the word of the Creator who says, I will show you behind the scenes. Come behind. First we run to first class to congratulate the man who is traveling first class. Shake his hand. You look at him, you say, wow. But when he looks at you, he's not smiling. He got no gun. You want to go tell the person, I feel so sorry for you, can I carry your bag? There are flies moving around his neck, head. You feel sorry for him, but he's smiling. You ask him, how can you smile? You got nothing around you that makes you smile. This is what Quran taught. What makes a man happy is the heart. It's not what's around the body. If that's going to see me next, the beds are going to be open tonight. My children are going to be smiling. Tomorrow the whole family is coming. He says, how can I not smile with the move of every wheel? I am going closer and closer to my beloved. Why did he not smile? If man understands where our house is, that we have been created. Every time he looks at his wife, he's going to that fridge to take some nice sweets. His wife wants the light. So what are you doing? Get out of here. Every time he looks at her sad, he says, listen to me and you will live 10 years longer. Everyone wants to live. That's why we go to the doctor, running here, running there. We want to live 10 years, 10 years, no one wants to die. Every time he looks at her, one chocolate now. I don't know you can play golf. In this world, everything your wife will praise you. My principal says your wife will praise you in this world 2 times. One is before you get married. Before you get married, she tells everyone, you know Ahmed, hey, Ahmed, I heard he's like this, I heard he's like that. And the second time she'll praise you is after you die. She says, Ahmed was a good man, no heart problems. There is no death, there is no death. You eat what you want, you do what you want, you enjoy what you want. And the angel is telling him, he can't get it. He's looking at the angel, he's looking at his wife. He's looking at the angel, he's looking at his wife. After a while he looks at his wife. Whole life, what he used to say? Listen to me, you look. Because of my old age, sometimes I miss the bed. Sometimes I can't walk. Sometimes I miss the bathroom. You have to clean it up. But whenever you are clean it up like a man who looks after an old person. Allah, I am being pampered like a child. You would never have tempted me. When a child, you look after my father. Then he looks at his Aisha and his Ruqayya daughters and his Ahmad and he looks at everyone. He don't want to die. So he's making excuses. My Fatima, who's going to look after her? Then Allah will give another divine smack. That, oh, my servant is trying to come now. How that divine smack will come? He's lying on his bed, he's old. But as he's looking, coming us till the end of our life. Allah will continue giving divine smacks of love on this heart. to say, oh my servant, it is that world you have been created for, not this world. You have been created to die and meet me. You haven't been created to love. You have been created to do for me today, so that I promise I will do for you tomorrow. That is the system of the jar. To try and tell him, take part in this program that will take place in the tent next door. That will be immediately after the Zohar Salah for about 1.5 to 2 hours. All children from about the age of 15 to about 25. They will explain what their world really is, how they are supposed to look at it. Then after Salah tomorrow there will be a program.
Shamatati bil Muslim. There is the next chapter, and in it is the prohibition of rejoicing at the harm and difficulty of any Muslim. If any person, even a Muslim, due to his sins also comes in a problem, we should not mock at him and say, you did it to them. They deserve it. They should have known better. That is not the way of a Muslim at all. We should not speak like that. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Those people, and they also become interested of those evil practices. So evil practices and bad things should be shunned, and we shouldn't speak about that. Generally, to tell the people that this is haram, is all right. But like in fraud, what kind of fraud people do? Person didn't have the idea, I also can do this with anyone's problems. وَفِي الْبَابِ حَدِيثَ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ السَّابِقِ فِي بَابِ التَّجَسُّسِ كُلُّ الْمُسْلِمِ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ حَرَامِ. And in a previous chapter, the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu came that for every Muslim, another Muslim to spy on him, to shed his blood, is like one body. If your finger pains, your whole body is aware of it, and it does something about it. If your one toe is paining, the whole body feels it. Just like that, the whole ummah is one ummah, and any part of the ummah, anyone has any problem, we should not rejoice about it, but we should nobody like that. This is also not permitted. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بِغَيْرِ مَكْتَسَبُ. Those people who cause aziyat, difficulty, injury, who hurt the believing man and the believing woman on account of what they did not do. And these two people are like kafirs, or they are kafirs. Who are those two types of people? The guna which they commit, at-ta'an fi nasab, those people who find fault in the lineage of a person. Like as explained, we mock at a person, you're the son of a street sweeper, you're the son, he will say, you are a very good man, he was like this, he was like that. The malaika, hit you in the qabr, and they say, were you like that? Were you like that? Etc. So this is no-ha. People who do it on their own and go over the limit is also haram. That it is called kufr. This means one is even from this, we should feel pain, make dua for the person, and if we can help the person, we should help him. But we shouldn't be happy that somebody is going through some difficulty.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The virtues of the Holy Quran Sharif. The Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, recitation of the Quran in Salah is more rewarding than the recitation outside Salah. Recitation outside Salah is preferable to Tasbih and Takbir.
حضرت انس بن مالک رضی اللہ عنہ سے مروی ہے کہ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ میں ایک جماعت کے ساتھ صبح کی نماز کے بعد سے آفتاب نکلنے تک ذکر میں مشغول رہوں, یہ مجھے دنیا اور دنیا کی تمام
صحبت مہر out of pride and boastfulness and to adorn the bridegroom with garlands. So these are all things which are customary innovations which we should make sure that we don't fall into. We'll continue inshallah. Last verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the stubborn statements and absurd and arguments of the mushrikeen concerning the Quran-i-Majid itself and also concerning Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Concerning the Quran-i-Majid, they said that it is also a human being. He also used to eat food, also walk in the marketplaces. So there was no Nabi who was not a human being. Every Nabi which came from Adam alayhi salam was also a human being. And besides that, there are many wisdoms why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the Nabi from the nations, from the human species itself, and why not from another species. Third demands is being explained that Allah ta'ala mentions that those that don't have hope, in other words, don't have conviction in meeting with us, those that don't believe in the hereafter, they say, لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا الْمَلَائِكَ. Why aren't the angels sent down to us? Oh, نَرَى رَبَّنَا. Or why can't we see our Rabb with our own eyes? Hey, from the path of Haqq. Allah Ta'ala says, يَوْمَ يَعَدُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ. That on that day, the wrongdoer